Cross. That's what we want to do this morning as well as a few other things. Once upon a time, the Pearsons were skiers. Believe it or not. There were several years that Kathy worked up at Ski Sunlight to earn a family pass so that all four of us could ski. And we had a pretty good time at all that. And on one particular day that it was beautiful, it was gorgeous, it was what Colorado should be all about, and we were all up there skiing when, coming down Ute, I decided to give my wife a lesson. Right. And, you know, it was just the two of us kind of, and down Ute, you know, if you've been up there, that at least it used to be really easy. And I was the instructor, and she was the student. And you're right, it didn't work. I didn't communicate very well. She didn't listen very well. When I said, snowplow right over there to the left, she went directly right and into a chairlift, believe it or not. And when we got there to find out what in the world was happening, it was not a pretty scene. We were rescued by a young, athletic, apparently good-looking, encouraging ski instructor who said to me, "Sir, why don't you just ski down to the bottom of the hill and I'll give your lady one free lesson." Remember? So I went down and I'm watching. And I see these two come down. And she's falling. And he's helping her up. And everything seems to be good. And never once did he yell at her or scream at her. Never once did he make her feel bad, apparently, at all. He gave, I think, the same basic instructions I gave, but he did it with overwhelming, encouraging, thoughtful words. Because when she got to the bottom, she said to me, "He was so helpful." I learned a lesson. A never-to-be-gotten lesson from God on the value of genuine encouragement. It wasn't me, it was him. How you really encourage people the best. What is true of a couple on a ski slope is equally true in a room like this with brothers and sisters in Christ, faced with, I know, demands and deadlines and bruised by worry and adversity and failure and so often defeated by sin, we live, don't we, most of the week, somewhere between a dull discouragement and sheer panic. And as we have said so often in this series of messages, we may give off this "I've got it all together" appearance when we meet together like this, but realistically, we all struggle. We all lose our balance. We all slip and slide and tumble and fall flat on our faces more often than we care to admit. And when that happens, we need somebody really encouraging, who knows us and understands us, and in this context, comes to love us. My heart wants to see this church, that means you, and you and me and this family of God at this place, grow spiritually and numerically together by connecting with each other like we've never done before. So that when we fall down, and we will probably this week,
Somebody will be there to lift us up. And there's a small group, at least, of friends in Christ who know me well enough to say, I hurt with you. I care about you. I feel bad for you. Let me pray with you. Over the last four Sundays, I hope we've identified the need of having those kinds of connections. We've talked about valuable connection points like confession and forgiveness, prayer, bearing with one another, our burdens, caring for each other, encouraging each other. I'm going to say all that because when we encourage others in a small group of friends, I believe we spur them on. We stimulate and affirm them. And if we're doing it right, we appreciate what others do and we affirm who others are. Most of us need massive doses of that. And I believe we can receive it best. But a few of you, just you and you and you and you getting with me and encouraging me and helping me. Did you bring a Bible? Would you just turn with me to two verses of Scripture from Hebrews chapter 10? Hebrews 10 and verse 24 and 25, I think, maybe the best verse of all to gather us together in small group connections. Because here's what the author of Hebrews had to say. View this important statement with me, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. See that? Underscore that. But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day, what day? The day of Jesus' return, I believe, as you see that day drawing near. You need, and I need, more and more encouragement than ever. Get it? I need it. You need it. It's time we're committed to it. According to this writer, we are to think about ways to stir each other up so that the result is a deeper love for one another. And for today, that not only means as we assemble here in this room, like we are again today, every Sunday, doing this thing together, but in smaller groups all week long, all over this community, all over the place, sharing. There's more to encouragement than a Sunday smile and pat on the back. We need to realize just how valuable it really is. This word, encourage, in this verse is the same Greek root used of the Holy Spirit Himself in John 14, where He is called the Helper. The actual term is parakaleo. It's a combination of two smaller words in the Greek. To and alongside. To and alongside. Just as the Holy Spirit, we are told, is called alongside you, thank goodness we have Him. We need to connect with Him often. He lives within me and He helps me and guides me and is with me all the time and comes alongside of me. So in this verse, it says you and I can do that together. We could connect like that. Really? Yeah. We could have a connection with Christ Himself and get to know each other better. After being here so long, I really don't know a lot of you very well, do I? I'm sorry. It's tough. We're just getting names, much less really knowing who you are and what you're all about and where you hurt the most. And this opportunity on Sunday really doesn't give us the opportunity often of sharing on that level. It's just good morning. And I am so convinced that this word, this encouragement, this coming alongside each other happens best in a small group. I've learned that. I've lived that in the groups I'm a part of. And I'm asking you to come with me on this adventure. I am a part of a number of groups, two in
specifically. One is a Tuesday morning study with men. Another one is a Thursday night study with couples. But I am going to venture out and start something new, maybe with you. I need to do that. I'm asking you to do that with me. We've tried to illustrate it, personalize it, and it all began 5 Sundays ago by describing the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus and how he pulled some men together on his team. He never ignored the masses of people with all their desperate needs, but it was a magnificent strategy the Lord Jesus used to identify a few. You, Troy, you come with me. Jared, you come with me. Pete, come with me. See? Right around. Tom, come with me. That's what he did. And then they experienced 3 years of growing, learning to be real and honest and open, and sharing with each other. If it was that valuable for the Son of God, it must not be any less for us. I need it. You need it. Let's get it. This morning we want to formalize it. We want to begin organizing it. And then we're going to practice it. Seems to me it comes down to a couple of pretty radical adjustments in our lives. I know that. One is an adjustment of time. We all have the same time, but it's tough, isn't it? Especially as a family, with all everything going on all week long, it just wears us out with all the stuff we could be doing. I realize there's an adjustment of time to figure out how to take some time and be with brothers and sisters, but I'm saying biblically, it's worth it. Don't stay away from it, as is the habit of some, but all the more, so that you can stimulate one another, love one another, grow spiritually with each other, and make it a priority. I'm sure, I think a second adjustment that's required is in our attitudes. Isn't it just easier to be with people you already know? You've already experienced that this morning. If you're sort of new to us, well, that's been a tougher adventure this morning. Seeing all those people out there and wondering who they are and where I go and how to navigate into a seat here somewhere. It's not easy because it's easier for the rest of us to really kind of spend time with those we already know and to want to be with all those we already love. So it requires an adjustment in our attitude to reach out to somebody new and connect with new people. But we have those people. We have discovered in the last few weeks that many of you are ready for this because you have wanted this and you have said to me, I don't know anybody. I just say hello. How do I get better connected? Well, we have a plan. We want to connect you with friends in Christ so that every week or every other week or whenever or whatever, and you're going to hear a little description of that this morning, we can do it together. I believe we will grow as we connect better with Him and each other. And I want you to come with me and connect with me on this. Friends in Christ meeting regularly. Speaking of friends, a couple of my friends I want to tell you about this morning. Their names are Linus and Lucy. Do you remember those friends? They've disappeared. But they're still my friends. And Linus was in his room playing with his favorite toy, having a great time all by himself, when Lucy marches into that room and says, Linus, I demand that toy. He says, wait a minute. What makes you think you can come in here and demand that toy? She said, this. Lioness, individually, these guys are nothing. But when I curl them together like this, they become a weapon that's terrible to behold.
And he said, take the toy. She marches out of the room with the toy. He is sitting in the middle of this room, and he looks at his hand and says, how come you guys can't get organized like that? How come you guys can't get organized like that? You can get organized like that. We can be connection units, growing and learning, adapting and loving one another in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we need encouragement. We need the encouragement of brothers and sisters. Some of us are in that, and many of us are not. Would you impress upon us that we need that? And we need to take advantage of what's being made available. Speak to us about that issue right now and how we might become part of that plan. In Jesus' name, your Son, I pray. Amen. Amen. Jeff.
Okay. Let's organize.